Thank you, Kevin. And now back to the news.
Nationwide dog event Schnauzerfest is coming to Norwich for the first time. The event will celebrate the Schnauzer breed and takes place in Eaton Park on Saturday, October the 12th, with owners and their four-legged friends meeting at the pavilion at 10:30 a.m. The Norwich event has been organised by Stephanie Hudson and will feature an hour-long group walk followed by a raffle and cake sale on the main field. Other dogs are also welcome at the festival, which featured on ITV Britain's Top 100 Dogs in January. And there are 67 walks across the UK confirmed for the same weekend. Elsewhere in Norfolk, there are Schnauzerfests taking place at Wells Beach and Nettleshall Heath Nature Reserve near Thetford, which both start at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, October the 13th. Since 2014, when it launched, the event has raised over £160,000 for the Diana Brimblecombe Animal Rescue Centre based in Berkshire. And the event was created by author Janetta Harvey, who wrote Saving Susie Bell after rescuing a schnauzer from a puppy farm, who sadly died 4 years later.
A £1 million bridge for cyclists and pedestrians could be built to connect a missing link on Norwich's Riverside Walk. The bridge would connect St George's Street to Duke Street. The Riverside Walk currently comes to a halt at that location, but the bridge would create a link from St George's Bridge. It would pass alongside the Norwich University of the Arts and connect to the existing walk next to the Duke's Palace Wharf's flat. The new bridge would go from St George's Bridge to Duke's Palace Wharf, connecting St George's Street to Duke Street.
A woman whose home was cuckooed by violent drug dealers has described being beaten and threatened with a gun. Her property at Triumph Court in Beaufort was taken over in 2016 by Londoners who defended it with a handgun and took deliveries of thousands of pounds of crack and heroin. The gang also brought 19-year-old Fatuna Ahmed from London to Norwich to help them run the operation. Norwich Crown Court Ahmed, now 22, was spared jail after a judge told her she had been used as a, quote, patsy. She told the probation service she had been ordered to deliver a package and was driven to Norwich before being forced to work at the Triumph Road house. Prosecutor Richard Kelly told the court that the homeowner had been ousted from the home but managed to return. In a witness statement, she said she saw members of the gang coming and going and large quantities of drugs being sold. Quote, the defendant was left alone in charge of the house that night and carried on the work of handling and dealing the drugs. Thousands of pounds worth, said Mr. Kelly. She is simply one of those people who have been targeted because of her financial difficulties, unstable home and general vulnerability, she added. Judge Maureen Bacon spared Ahmed jail.
Drivers of low-emission vehicles in Norwich could be rewarded for their choice with cheaper parking, if a call for this is to be introduced. The proposal is calling for free parking permits to be offered to drivers of low-emission vehicles, along with discounts in city centre-run car parking. However, it also calls for a German-inspired scheme where motorists are required to display a colour-coded badge showing the emission levels of their vehicles, which would also apply to buses and taxis. James Wright, leader of the Lib Dem group at City Hall, said it was hoped that these would become a, to quote, badge of honour and make people think about the types of vehicles they ran. The proposals will go on before the City Council in the form of a motion which also acknowledges some of the effort that has already gone into reducing emissions, such as penalties for idling and removing diesel lorries from the Lord Mayor's procession. Well, that's just about it for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 01603 765. That's 01603 765 365, and we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, which is cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording, put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
And we hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Brian Kerridge. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from
Richard Crabourty
and Richard Matthews.